Posted 07/04/2003, 09:32 PM, Eastern Time, US. My advice is, never change impeller. Read on for the whole story, as Paul Harvey says. 66-100 Johnson on a 66 Saskinet bought in 67 was run hard and often. Much of it skiing double in fresh water, but plenty wave jumping off the NC coast. Finally, after about 10 years, on a Friday night after Thanksgiving, returning from sea wide open with all canvas up. Did I mention it was a bit of a wet boat offshore? When we throttled back to come into the marina, the engine dieseled and wouldn't shut off. Towing. Sat for winter. Next spring, the shop had no idea of problem, but willing to replace until final solution. So back to water skiing. In July, dieseling came up again, and engine would not stop until fuel disconnected. Old guy, like many of us, pulled impeller in, and we discovered that rubber slipped on the core until rubber melted and engine overheated. The rubber then cooled and vulcanised itself back to the core. About 10 years ago, decided to do it right. Some carb work. And oh, by the way, replace the impeller. It's the oh by the ways that get you every time. Another old guy, trying to get the lower leg bolts out, melted some of the leg and damaged the connecting flange that on the test let fresh water into the lower case. On the way back to the shop for correction, the coupler came off and the hitch ball. The safety chains straightened and the boat wound up, badly damaged in a bean field. So the moral is, never replace the impeller. It can rejuvenate itself. Or at least use Permatex number 2 gasket seal on the bolts so you can get them back out. Must admit, benefit of regular impellent service is the bolts more likely to come out without major problem, or even worse, your boat winding up in a bean field. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Sun now uses Skeg of OMC on Montau because of depth finder and dredge for working over bars into shallows, which suggests regular impeller changes are advised. No one will ever read this, but I enjoyed sharing it anyway.